This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Authorities in Burkina Faso have declared a two-day period of mourning after suspected militants killed at least 41 members of a government-backed civilian militia in the country's desert north this week. A government spokesman said the 48-hour mourning period will start on Sunday. Authorities said on Saturday that a column of civilian fighters from the Homeland Defense Volunteers, or VDP, a group the government funds and trains to contain Islamist insurgents, was ambushed on Thursday as it swept a remote area in a northern province. It was one of the heaviest single-day losses the civilian militia has experienced to date. It occurred 1 month after an attack on a gendarmerie post killed 53 people, the worst strike on Burkinabe security forces in years. More than 11,000 people have been displaced in the Brazilian state of Bahia due to flooding, with authorities scrambling Saturday to provide relief to residents without alternate housing. The heavy rains have killed 17 people since November, including the latest death on Thursday, according to the state's Civil Protection Agency. A total of 4,185 people were seeking shelter, according to data released by the agency on Friday. The rains after the rains struck cities in South Bahia particularly hard. The agency reported that a total of 11,260 people have been forced to flee their homes. The Bahia and federal governments mounted a joint operation Saturday to mobilize personnel, aircraft, and equipment, as well as provide relief to residents in flooded areas. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Taliban have dissolved two commissions in Afghanistan designed to protect the elections process. A spokesman for the Taliban said Saturday that there's no need for the commissions to exist and added that they would be revived if the Taliban felt the need later. He was referring to Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission and the Independent Electoral Complaints Commission. The Independent Election Commission was established in 2006 under the Western-backed democratic government that collapsed with the departure of U.S. military forces in August. The Taliban spokesman also said the Islamist group dissolved two government departments this week, the Ministry of Peace and the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. The deeply conservative Taliban had already shut down the former administration's Ministry of Women's Affairs, replacing it with a body known as the Ministry for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. That ministry earned notoriety during the Taliban's first stint in power in the 1990s for harshly enforcing religious doctrine. The Islamists have pledged a more moderate rule this time around as they press the international community to restore billions of dollars in suspended aid. U.S. Airlines canceled nearly 1,000 flights Saturday. It was the second straight day of massive cancellations as surging COVID-19 infections have sidelined some pilots and other crew members. The cancellations upended plans for tens of thousands of holiday travelers over the Christmas weekend. A total of 957 Christmas Day flights, including domestic flights and those into or out of the country, were canceled. That was compared to 690 on Christmas Eve, according to a running tally on a flight tracking website called FlightAware.com. Nearly 2,000 flights were delayed. The Christmas holidays are typically a peak time for air travel, but the rapid spread of the highly transmissible Omicron variant has led to a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections, forcing airlines to cancel flights as pilots and crew need to be quarantined. An Israeli official says Israel has ordered 100,000 units of Pfizer's antiviral COVID-19 pill for people aged 12 and older at risk of severe illness. The official was confirming a report on Israeli television that said Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett agreed on the deal in a phone conversation with the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla. There was no immediate confirmation from Pfizer. The pill, known as Paxlovid, was the first oral and at-home treatment for COVID-19. It's been shown to be nearly 90% effective in preventing hospitalizations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.